There are too many people in the way, mucking things up. This way, the new lads can have fun running around Uberfelt going, hi, and we, my lad, will be heading Frank Moorpork. The abbot knows that. Almost knows that.
How do you know the new clock is being built in Ankh Moorpork? Said Lobsang, trailing behind Lutse as he took a mossy, sunken path that led through rhododendron thickets to the monastery wall.
I know. I'll tell you, the day someone pulls the plug out of the bottom of the universe, the chain will lead all the way to Ankh Moorpork and some bugger saying, I just want to see what would happen. All roads lead to Ankh Moorpork.
I thought all roads led away from Ankh Moorpork.
Not the way we're going. Ah, here we are.
Lutse knocked on the door of a rough but large shed built right up against the wall. At the same moment, there was an explosion within, and someone, Lobsang corrected himself, half of someone, tumbled very fast out of the unglazed window beside it and hit the path with bone-cracking force. Only when it stopped rolling did he realise it was a wooden dummy in a monk's robe.
"Kyo's having fun, I see," said Lutse.
He hadn't moved as the dummy had sailed past his ear. The door burst open, and a plump old monk looked out excitedly.
"Did you see that? Did you see that?" he said. "And that was with just one spoonful."
He nodded at them.
"Oh, hello, Lutse. I was expecting you. I've got some things ready."
"Got what?" said Lobsang.
"Who's the boy?" said Q, ushering them in.
"The untutored child is called Lobsang," said Lutse, looking around the shed.
There was a smoking circle on the stone floor, with drifts of blackened sand around it.
"New toys, Q?"
"Exploding mandala," said Q, happily, bustling forward. "Just sprinkle a special sand on a simple design any way you like, and the first enemy to walk on it, bang, instant karma. Don't touch that!"
Lutse reached across and snatched from Lobsang's inquisitive hands the begging bowl that he had just picked up from a table.
"Remember rule one," he said, and hurled the bowl across the room.
Hidden blades slid out as it spun, and the bowl buried itself in a beam.
"That would take a man's head right off," said Lobsang.
And then they heard the faint ticking.
"Three, four, five," said Q. "Everyone duck now."
Lutse pushed Lobsang to the floor a moment before the bowl exploded. Metal fragments scythed overhead.
"I added just little something extra since you last saw it," said Q proudly, as they got to their feet again. "A very versatile device. Plus, of course, you can use it to eat rice out of. Oh, and have you seen this?"
He picked up a prayer drum. Both Lutse and Lobsang took a step back. Q twirled the drum a few times, and the weighted cords pattered against the skins.
"The cord can be instantly removed for a handy garrote," he said, "and the drum itself can be removed, like so, to reveal this useful dagger."
"Plus, of course, you could use it to pray with," said Lobsang.
"Well spotted," said Q. "Quick, boy. A prayer is always useful in the last resort. In fact, we've been working on a very promising mantra incorporating sonic tones that have a particular effect on the human nervous system."
"I don't think we need any of this stuff, Q," said Lutse.
Q sighed.
"At least you could let us turn your broom into a secret weapon, Lutse. I've shown you the plans."
"It is a secret weapon," said Lutse. "It's a broom."
"How about the new yaks we've been breeding? At the touch of a rein, their horns will instantly..."
"We want the spinners, Q."
The monk suddenly looked guilty.
"Spinners? What spinners?"
Lutse walked across the room and pressed a hand against part of the wall, which slid aside.
"These spinners, Q, don't muck me about. We haven't got time."
Lobsang saw what looks very much like two small procrastinators, each one within a metal framework mounted on a board. There was a harness attached to each board.
"You haven't told the abbot about them yet, have you?" said Lutse, unhooking one of the things. "He'd put a stop to them if you did, you know that."
"I didn't think anyone knew," said Q. "How did you?"
Lutse grinned.
"No one notices a sweeper," he said.
"They're still very experimental," said Q, close to panic. "I was going to tell the abbot, of course, but I was waiting until I had something to demonstrate, and it would be terrible if they fell into the wrong hands."
"Then we'll see to it they don't," said Lutse, examining the straps. "How are they powered now?"
"Weights and ratchets were too unreliable," said Q. "I'm afraid I had to resort to clockwork."
Lutse stiffened, and he glared at the monk.
"Clockwork?" "Only as a motive force, only as a motive force," Q protested. "There's really no other choice."
"Too late now. It'll have to do," said Lutse,
unhooking the other board and passing it across to Lobsang.
"There you go, lad. With a bit of sacking round it, it'll look just like a backpack."
"What is it?"
Q sighed. "They're portable procrastinators. Try not to break them, please."
"What'll we need them for?" "I hope we don't have to find out," said Lutse.